Trust Talk West is presented by the Better Business Foundation. The goal is to share information with consumers, seniors, military, to help them with daily shopping decisions. There are choices to be made, and the Better Business Bureau wants everyone to consider going to BBB.org before entering into any service or transaction. An accredited business has made a decision to be verified by the Better Business Bureau and agrees to help build a marketplace that starts with trust. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit that started in 1912. This is not a government agency and has no legal authority. The brand starts with trust and follows up with the promise to educate, live with ethics, have morals and respect. The accredited business owner and team is expected to open each day following these characteristics.
Well, this is going to be an exciting segment for so many reasons. I'm Barry Moore, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and I'm serving Central Virginia. That's 42 counties. We are a nonprofit, like I always tell Joe in the studio. I like to remind him of that. And today is exciting because we are going to warn consumers up here in the Charlottesville area, or even if this goes down to Brunswick County, or if it goes to Dinwiddie. Wonderful, right? More people that hear this message, and it's about moving and storage. How you get yourself in trouble getting prices and contracts from a moving company that might not be accredited by the Better Business Bureau, and you can find those companies at BBB.org. So I'm going to introduce our speaker today, and our guest is a moving company. He's going to tell us who he is and the name of his company. And I am going to tell you, he's the chairman of our board of directors, and I'm very honored to have him make the trip here and talk to you as consumers.
Hi. My name is Vincent Tucker. I'm the president and owner of Quality Moving Services. Glad to be here.
And how long have you been in business, Vincent?
Celebrating 34 years next month.
Wow. Wow. So I like to get right down to, does your industry, do you need to be licensed in any form or fashion to make sure you're doing the right kind of business?
Absolutely, Barry. The moving industry is regulated through the state of Virginia. So you can't just get a regular business license and start moving stuff. They want to make sure you're legit.
Okay. And do you have to have insurance also? Is that important?
You must have insurance on your vehicles. And if you have three or more employees, then workers' comp is definitely mandatory.
Okay. When you're hearing, and you and I shared in one story, and I'm going to get into that a little bit, but what are the things consumers have to worry about when, let's say I'm going to get a move, and I'm going to move from Charlottesville to New Jersey, my old alma mater, right? I want to move back up there. Do I just go online and get a price? Does somebody just give me a price quote, and they show up, and they take my furniture, and I hope it gets to New Jersey?
Well, that's a great question, Barry. Many consumers on a long-distance trip, many of them are looking for a deal. So they may flip through the yellow pages, go online, find someone, hey, price is starting at $99. But whenever you're going across state lines or any 30 miles or beyond, your load, your household goods actually will be weighed. And the price is calculated by weight, not just how many rooms you have. So moving companies will come in and they will send a salesman to your house to give you a general price, and they will estimate the weight. Mm-hmm. And then they may even give you a discount on top of it. So from here to New Jersey, we can do that move for $1,500. I think, $1 or $2 we might be off, but I'm thinking, I'm not even sure, ma'am, it's going to be $1,500. Well, how does he know? He may have a scale or a weight sheet, but if they're trying to get the business, they will underestimate, but they will tell you in print that load will be weighted and is calculated by weight. So that $1,500 can move to $3,500 in a flash.
Wow. How do they weigh it? I mean, how do you get is it the scale in the truck, the bed of the truck, or do they weigh each piece?
Yes. Once that truck is loaded, it will go across public scales or one of the truck stops, and they'll get the tariff, and whatever that weight is, minus the weight of the vehicle, is what you're going to pay.
Can that be fudged or manufactured in any way?
The weight, that cannot, unless they have someone else's property on that truck and you may or may not know. If they're going to New Jersey and you have a half a load, you won't know if they put, and this is a you know, just a bad company, put someone else's property on there, you know, to keep their costs down.
I think that's what's important to share with people that are listening to this segment, this show. That's the whole point of us sharing this outreach. And some of the horror stories. Do you have any horror stories that you would want to share that people were really duped? They were really ripped off by a company that probably didn't even have insurance or a license?
Well, real quick, two stories. In our industry, it's not uncommon for someone to underrate or underweigh your items. And now it's time to unload that your furniture into your home. That bill went from $1,500 to $6,000. You're like, $6,000, that's crazy. I want my stuff. You open my stuff. You read the fine print. You know, it's a little shady there. But well, you cannot,
can I go out and get my own stuff out of the truck, or are they going to keep the truck locked up?
They're going to keep those items secured until you pay that balance.
Expensive lesson.
And it happens over and over and over because many people don't read the fine print, and they just trust a person based on their advertisement, you know.
Right. Anybody could print out a nice-looking receipt and proposal.
Absolutely.
On a computer. You don't even need a computer, an attorney anymore. You know, any other stories? You say you had two? Anything else?
I've seen people do similar things. I've heard of moving companies salvaging through customers' personal belongings while it's in storage, looking to see what they can take or steal. Some areas, that's common. So, I've just seen people just feel, you know, they were just badly hurt behind those experiences.
Right. You're violating that person's space.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
So there was one story I know I shared with all of our accredited businesses that are in the movie industry. I shared a story with a lady I know, dear lady. Her boss is accredited with the BBB. She knows that, but was moving, as I shared with all you moving companies that are accredited. She was in Chesterfield. She agreed to about a $7,000 move to Florida. Her husband is ill at the time, which makes it even worse. She's on her own doing all that work. And by the time they loaded the truck, they were up to $14,000.
Wow.
Just like we were talking about. Vincent Tucker and Vincent is giving us great insight. By the time Vincent it got to Florida, it was $21,000 total. They held her stuff hostage. They would not release it. I asked her, she asked me what she could do after the fact. I said, just like you, the contract is written for that purpose. Did you read it? Well, yeah, but it didn't mean anything. That it meant everything. It meant you can't get your personal belongings.
Absolutely.
But then we helped her out at BBB.org. We started researching the company she worked with. She went to was offline, online. She got it off online, and they had an F rating. They were a brokerage. They subletted it, like you alluded to before. They loaded up another truck and obviously commingled stuff. So she probably paid a move for three families, unfortunately.
Yes.
But the unfortunate part is, the person, what they're dealing with, it's the emotion to it. So, again, what should they be able to look like? How do they find companies, a consumer or a company? Because you move companies also,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You do school, you do everything. What would you recommend a consumer do when they're ready to move?
Every consumer need to first go to the Better Business Bureau and get a true assessment of that company. Let's just see if they're legal, if they're in good standing with the BBB, and to also check out the website. Just do your homework. Call that company. Ask a lot of questions. If you don't see it on their website, ask for certain things in writing so you can see, so it's crystal clear.
So is there no such thing as a stupid question if I'm a consumer interviewing somebody like you?
Absolutely not.
Good. And this next segment, we're going to take a break coming up in about a minute or two, but After the break, we're going to talk about employees and what your industry goes through. Is it a good industry? How do they find good jobs? But really, could you take a minute and talk about 1619? Would you mind doing that? Because I'd love to share that.
1619 is the year that that first ship, slave ship, that came out of Angola, Africa, across the Atlantic Ocean and landed in Hampton, Virginia. There was called Old Point Comfort.
Okay.
That particular ship, it was called the White Lion, and it started out with 350 enslaved Africans on it, and by the time it reached the shores of Old Point Comfort, there were 20 and odd Africans on that ship, and they were traded for food. My family, we're descendants of two of those that arrived here in 1619, Antony and Isabella. And I am part of an organization that not only promote the story, our history, but we also want to share those experiences with the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kids, I mean, all generations should hear the story.
Absolutely.
And being with you, I mean, I know you, you know, your royalty and your family at the Better Business Bureau, of course, but you go back to Angola,
yes,
correct? And how do they treat you? Like a celebrity.
they do. I've been to Angola now three times. We have a trip that's scheduled twice last year, trip that's scheduled in September. We're looking to take a delegation with us. It's called the Tucker Family Heritage Tour.
That's awesome. And I was honored. We went down to Fort Monroe, and I got a chance to see and learn even more. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the employees, how important it is with employees, what a bad employee could do to you, what a good employee could do, and how do you rate them? Where do you get the references and reviews of your employees? So this is Barry Moore, Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. Reach me at 804-521-6940. If you need more information, if you're a business, you want to get accredited, call me direct, 804-521-6940, Barry Moore. We're going to take a quick break, and we're bringing Vincent Tucker back. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Trust Talk West, sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation. If you would like to donate to the foundation to help this program, consider please calling 804-521-6940. The foundation is a 501c3. We look forward to continuing to find great guests and answering questions that help you navigate the marketplace. Our goal, having you start at bbb.org to research accredited business owners, is to cut down scams and fraud in 2023. If you feel like you've been part of a scam, visit BBB.org and search for Scam Tracker. There, the BBB team will research and track and share information with law enforcement. Capital One and Amazon have been big supporters of this Scam Tracker platform, and we at our office utilize information provided by FINRA. Call Barry Moore at 804-521-6940 with any question or input. Monticello Media is an accredited business in our community with the Better Business Bureau. This show and station is in no way an endorsement with the conversation we had today.
Welcome back, Barry Moore, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central Virginia. So anybody listening, I work for you. If you live in one of my 42 counties that we work with, we work for consumers, my staff, as well as business owners that are accredited. And almost any industry can come to us and ask to be vetted and accredited. But today we got Vincent Tucker. He's going to continue his talk about the moving industry, something he knows well. He's the chairman of our board of directors, and it's an honor to have him here talking with us, giving his insight, because he's one of those guys, even if he wasn't accredited, you would trust and he would do business the right way. That's what makes it even more special to share. So, Vincent, let's talk about first the employees. Where do you find them?
Well, good employees are hard to find. I'm using this company called Caldera,
yep,
I believe.
That is correct. Caldera HR.
Yes. And they tend to do a broader, they have a larger net on their search, and they, I guess, partner with other companies out there, and they get the best of the best and bring it to you in one lump package versus going to this company, that company, you know, Indeed or some others, over and over and over, just spending more and more money. Caldera has been doing good so far.
Good. And we'll get into the what are you looking for in an applicant. But Caldera HR, if you're a company up here in this area, you're listening to this segment, and you get accredited, or if you are accredited and you need employees like Vincent does, I've got a deal cut with Caldera for $265 per month. They will post 5 jobs a month on sites like Indeed, Monster, ZipRecruiter, so you don't have to. And you got 5 jobs. So you don't ever, even if you hire somebody, you keep looking because you always fish. So the type of person you're looking for, are they big? Are they overweight? Are they muscular? Can they lift 100 pounds? Do they have to lift 300 pounds?
In my industry, there's 2 things I look for. I look for an experienced person. They may not have left or did hard labor with a moving company, but they may have been in an unskilled labor job or working for a shipyard or somewhere where there's some type of movement or lifting. Because there I know that they will have some type of skills on how to properly lift.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I want to make sure that you can, that you have at least finished high school, or at least have a GED, so there would be a minimum of education there. And I want to make sure that you're that you're a good fit for the job. You know, your presentation during an interview, you at least come decent. There's no foul odors to you, or, you know, you, as long as you don't look like a total mess, we can work with you.
Well, you're going to send me, if I'm working for you, into somebody's home or office, correct?
Absolutely.
So I represent your brand.
Yes, they represent my brand.
I never did tell you this. I used to deliver furniture at a furniture store back when I was in my teens. Now at 61, I could never work for you, but boy, I did like it. They used to use me just for the size and strength. That was it. I did anything. I wasn't afraid of anything, but those days are long gone. So you hire those people. Do they make a good living? Should people come and consider working with you?
Well, I think that the moving industry, the wages are up across the board. And you may start off as part-time, but you can quickly move to full-time.
Okay.
And the longer you're there, you know, there are different opportunities we're looking to give our employees if they're there long enough.
Okay. So you're a company, a moving company. You're headquartered in Chesterfield?
We're based in Chesterfield County.
Can you do work anywhere in the Commonwealth?
I work the entire state of Virginia.
You do? That's awesome.
Yes.
And so people call you. Now, what about the folks? You know, I got a wife. I hope she's not listening. She's sometimes cheap, Vincent. And so she might say, Barry, we're going to move something. We don't need to hire a moving company. Go pack those boxes, Barry, and just, let's go. Hurry up. What do you think? Is that I say to my wife that always wins the fight?
Well, I think your wife, if you guys have moved several times before, she know that everything is going to have to be properly packed. If you're not a person that's going to do it and you're going to cut corners, please call a professional moving company and allow their team to come in and pack you. Even if we don't move you, we're willing to pack you up.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, what if I don't need this stuff for a period of time, but I have to get it out of my house? I don't need for a house to be built.
We do have a self-storage facility. If not, we can relocate those items to a place of your choice.
Really?
So
seamless.
Absolutely.
Okay. What are things if I go with the, if I pack this stuff, do people get injured moving? Have you heard of stories like that?
People get injured moving. Customers get injured standing too close to movers.
Okay.
Sometimes they like to micromanage the movers.
Yep.
They're too close. If something falls, they're in the way, and it can be a big mess.
Hmm.
But yes, we have workers' comp, and we properly train our employees how to lift properly. Be aware of your surroundings. Is there any furniture or anything like that? Any glass items, TVs in your way? In case you stumble and fall, make sure that you have a clear path from the inside of that house to the truck.
Yeah, so if I was packing and moving myself, I probably wouldn't think about those things until it's too late.
That's right.
But you got the experience rolling with you on that. So so I packed my own stuff. All right, I'm going to talk my wife out of it. I'm not doing that ever. And actually, I've moved a number of times. And you're right, the difference of professional movers, everything being wrapped, does make a difference. And the quality of the boxes, that they don't, the bottoms don't break out. And
absolutely.
You know how to load stuff.
Yes, yes. So we have to make sure those fragile items are on top.
Yeah.
And all the heavy stuff is on the bottom because, you know, breaking china, glasses, or things of that nature is not a good way to go.
What's important to you as a business owner? Again, give them your name of your company again and your phone number, but really, and would you take calls even if you're too far away? Could somebody call you just to review maybe a contract they got with somebody else? Would you take a call just to help them understand?
Well, yes. I'm Vincent Tucker with Quality Moving Services, 804-796-4860. I have taken calls from customers that have had concerns about their movers. I can't tell them exactly what to do or what not to do, but I could just give them advice based on my experience and let them make their own decisions.
Well, that's fair. That you're a reference for people, even if you're not doing business with them. What's important to you as a business person? What makes you, the quality is in the name of your brand, right? Equality.
Yes, yes.
And Better Business Bureau. What is important? What are organizations that you think are significant and are important, that things that you go to work for, you give back to? What's important?
I want to make sure that customers are satisfied with the service that we provide. I want to make sure that our team is there on time. They're not riding the clock. They're professional. If things are not clear with the consumer, they will take a minute and just talk with that customer to make sure everything's okay. Ma'am, do you have any questions? We explain to them some of the processes we're going to go through so they won't freak out.
Right.
We just want awareness is important.
Right.
And to make sure that we built a relationship based on trust. So, and if it's anything the consumer needs to let us be aware of, we're going to ask that question as well.
Mm-hmm. Any organizations that you think are important for business people like yourself to attend or be part of?
Besides the Better Business Bureau?
Yes, well, that's the name one.
Well, I will always say if a small business or business in general is in business, find out the association that's affiliated with your business. You can learn a lot about your association, whether it's construction, medical field, whatever. They all have different associations that's going to keep you up on the latest and the greatest, whether it's techniques or laws that's being passed through legislature or whatever. You want to tap into that.
How are the quality of your vehicles? Are they clean and ready to go?
Our trucks are clean and sanitized every day.
Would that make a difference to me, the homeowner?
It would make a difference to you as a homeowner because every move that we have, everyone isn't as clean as we would like for them to be.
I don't want bed bugs.
And we don't either. So if there's an indication that something's not right with the consumer or the household goods, we'll make sure those blankets are taken off after that move and washed. We have an abundance of blankets to make sure we keep them fresh, keep the trucks clean and washed out to make sure everyone has a quality move.
Great. Well, it's been enjoyable. I hope people like this segment and learn and save themselves some heartache with your words of wisdom and what you've been talking about, because I think it's critical. I appreciate you being accredited by the Better Business Bureau. There's a place, you have a profile page. Folks can put reviews of your company up there. We vet those reviews. We read them and make sure they're not your competitor or somebody that doesn't like you or an old employee. We try to sift through those, and we look at IPs. The for-profit review sites do not do that. So, again, Vincent Tucker, thank you. Anything you'd like to say on the way out?
I would like to say, Barry, that one thing that the Better Business Bureau did for me several years ago, we had an advertisement on our webpage, but we were telling customers something else. The advertisement or the commercial was outdated, and they just called me on it, and I had to take it down.
That is what we do, and I remember that. So thank you so much. Barry Moore, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, 804-521-6940. You call me direct. I work for you. Don't not call me. Thank you.
We hope you are enjoying hearing from local business people that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. You can find information about this company and others in the same industry at BBB.org. The foundation will send someone to speak at a group event if ever needed. Call 804-521-6940 to request a speaker. These guests are from local businesses and are in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you have questions you would like answered on future Trust Talk West programs, please call in to 434-202-1980 and record your questions. Let's make sure, as consumers, we hold our marketplace to one that starts with trust. We can change our community marketplace in 90 days if we go to BBB.org before doing business with any company to check them out.